Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. First reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 4 to 6, 8 to 9. Second reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. The theme of our reflection is quest for the source of the mysteries of faith. Our quest on the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity is to understand the mystery of God in Himself. For it is the light that enlightens our faith in Christ Jesus. However, our quest to define one God, three persons, is to seek to know the unknowable, because the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the most fundamental and essential teaching in the hierarchy of the truths of faith. In one of his sermons, St. Augustine says, even when he reveals himself, God remains a mystery beyond words. If you understood him, it would not be God. If you understood him, it would not be God, St. Augustine says. In the same vein, St. Thomas Aquinas notes that the essence of God is hidden because he transcends the conceivable. Thus, any attempt to force who God is or what he is like into a conceivable human item or thing would be an act in futility. In other words, we cannot domesticate the being of God, for he is incomparable in splendor and power beyond the words of human reason. Thus, for some, their quest for who God is ends here. Hence, they conclude that he does not exist. However, as children of God, we believe that we have won favor with God. Hence, he sent his only Son to offer us eternal life through faith in him. And so, our quest for what God is like continues through faith in our Lord Jesus. For faith makes us taste in advance the light of the beatific vision, the goal of our journey here below. Hence, our faith animates us to agree with Moses' and John's words in today's first reading and the Gospel, that our Lord is a God of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness, which he revealed in the birth of his only Son and in his ultimate act of love on the cross. God has revealed his love, he has revealed his kindness and faithfulness to us in the birth of his Son and in his death and resurrection, in other words. Therefore, my brother, my sister, in the words of St. Paul in today's second reading, we believe that the God of love and peace is immanent. Hence, he is with us in his Spirit. In other words, he who descended in the form of the cloud of the Holy Spirit and stood by Moses in today's first reading has not only revealed the Father's love for us on the cross, but he is also with us in the Holy Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit, he is with us. Thus, it is the Holy Spirit who encourages us to discover God and constantly reminds us that the Lord did not condemn us. Rather, he has adopted us as his sons and daughters and invites us to worship as Moses did in today's first reading and to be with him forever and ever. He stands by us. He stands with us. He is with us. He will protect the mandate he has given to us. Remember, the mandate God gave to you before you were conceived in your mother's womb, the mandate of being good in this world, the mandate of serving God's people, the mandate of serving your citizens, is God's mandate, and the Lord will bring it to fruition in the name of Jesus. Thus, our quest for God, my brother, my sister, makes us truly faithful and desirous of a place of rest in God. May the Lord help us to achieve what he has asked us to do in this world and grant us the graces necessary to be with him in his kingdom. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. May the Lord bless us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.